And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Historical Society, we have Kathy Osterman, the Executive Director. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. And congratulations on a hopefully a successful night for you Saturday. I know I had a lot of fun there visiting the new exhibit that you have with Fran Hall, and then afterwards going to the party at the Grand. A lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you had fun.
Good work on that too. Yeah. But that's just one thing. Now you got to go on to the next. That's done. And you've got the Archer House to deal with. Are you... What?
You don't even know what to call it.
Yeah. The demolition is down. Well, I'll let you explain the connection with the Archer House and the Historical Society.
Well, the day has come when we are ready to sell bricks. So that will be Saturday, 9 until 4. We're going to be selling them at the Historical Society and kind of making sure that anybody who wants that piece of the Archer House has the opportunity to get a piece or pieces of the Archer House during the sale.
Yeah, and it's going to a good cause, the Historical Society. Did you go through and pick out the best bricks?
No.
The most historic bricks?
We looked for the ones that had the bright red paint on them, that's one authenticating feature. But it was so darn cold in January when we picked the bricks that it was more like, here's bricks, let's grab them, let's go. It was freezing.
I remember that day and looking out there and thinking, ooh, man, this is not a good day to be big brick picking.
Exactly. And now it seems like it's going to be raining on Saturday, so it'll be, another weather event.
It's been a year for that, hasn't it? It's been a bad year.
Yeah.
So the bricks are actually they are from the Archer House. They're historically accurate because you went and just picked them up.
Yep.
You'll be selling them this coming Saturday?
We will be. Mm-hmm. We've got half bricks. Those are going to go for $10. We've got a lot of full bricks. Those are going to go for $20. And then the more bricks people want, the more of a discount they're going to get. So we'll do 3 bricks for $50 and then 7 bricks for $100.
All right. So you can have your brick and, do whatever you'd like to do with it. But it is nice memento to have from the Archer House and all the history. I mean, that goes back, especially, parts of the facade that go back 150 years or close to it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to recall when that was actually built. I think it was around 1890, thereabouts.
1877.
77.
Yeah, right, just missed the robbery. Came the year after the robbery. So I certainly can't guarantee that any of these bricks are that old, but I can guarantee that they came off of the brick pile. And that was all of the, we have volunteers, we had board members out there, and so we knew exactly who it was that were picking the bricks, and we loaded them on pallets, so there's a ton of them. There's a ton of them to be sold.
All right. And that's coming up this Saturday. In the meantime, the Archer House, we're kind of awaiting the new plans. There have been, I know they've been busy with the design board and going through the ownership group for the new Archer House. So it'll be exciting to see what they have, because I know they collected some of the stuff too. And continuing with some of the history, paying an homage to the history of the Archer House is going to be part of it.
Yeah. And Rebound Partners, we're so grateful for their partnership with us, because they were the ones that came to us and said, hey, would you like to do this as a fundraiser? It's very well known that if you have a historic building, you're going to have problems with it. It is a huge cost to maintain a building and to keep it in good working order. And we're using this brick fundraiser as a way to get some money to help us with our restoration efforts. And it's such a huge thing for Rebound to just go ahead and say, here you guys, use these bricks and do something great with them. And, we're going to do something for the community in that we're going to put the money into the Scriber building, but we're also going to make sure that everybody has a brick that wants one as well.
Yeah, sentimental value. And you mentioned the Scriber building, certainly one of the most historic buildings in downtown Northfield,
right.
Maybe the most historic building given the history of it. But it is an old building, and that rehabbing some of those things, fixing it, maintaining it in this day and age is kind of off the charts expensive. It's not a cheap proposition.
It is. I have learned so much in the last year. We had a condition assessment done by an architectural firm, and they laid out what was wrong, what should be done, what needs to be done, what could be done if we wanted to. And it is mind-blowing how much there is to do and how much needs to be done to keep that building being kind of the showpiece, being kind of the center, and making sure that it's here for the next, 20 generations or whatever.
All right. Well, folks, the fundraiser is coming up Saturday, so go get your brick, your little piece of history, and you can keep it with you at your home or your work or wherever you go to. Anything else you'd like to mention, Kathy?
Nope. Just come on out. At this point, we're not able to hold any bricks. Mm-hmm. We're not able to take reservations for any. I don't think we're going to be shipping bricks, at least not for a while. But if you're able to come out, you will have your chance on Saturday. We will be putting them in the museum afterwards, but I don't know how many we'll be putting in the museum.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping in today. Much appreciated. Best of luck on Saturday. I'll see you down there. I'm going to go get my brick.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again probably soon, I'm sure.
Great.
Kathy Osterman, Executive Director of the Northfield Historical Society, here on 95.1 The One.